And now let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray to the Lord that he may hear us on behalf of the people of God and all people as they have need. That the humility of our Lord's suffering and death bring forth in us the fruits of faith and renewed faithfulness for us and for all who hear about what Jesus did on the cross. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord have mercy. That the sufferings of Christ in our place not only strengthen us in faith, but give us courage to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. That the wounds of the sick, the suffering, the grieving, and the dying find healing in the wounds of Christ our Lord. Lord, especially today, we think of those that do have wounds, including each one of us gathered here today. Touch those wounds. Perhaps some of them are secret. Touch them, Lord, and let us get a sense of your presence and the rich bounty you give to us. We pray for those that are homebound in our congregation that cannot make it to Holy Week services. Lorraine Dowdy, Fran Winstead, Dixie Crawford. Also the sick and recovering in our congregation. Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Blake, Annette and Charlotte, Cody and Rachel, Rob, Dan Chapel, Maggie Baker, Merle Woods and Gary Wallace, Katie and her son Jake, Amanda and the Santora family, as well as all those who are traveling for spring break. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That by his gracious example of humility unto death, we learn humility of faith, repent of our sins and unrighteousness, and learn to delight in his will and walk in his ways all the days of our lives. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God visits his grace to us and to all nations, that we have good leaders, and that we be good citizens until the day when we join the saints before the Lord in his eternal city, where he has prepared for us an everlasting place. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God strengthen the bonds we share with our ministry partners, that those individuals and families who receive blessings from our ministry partners look to the cross for comfort this Easter. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his favor. Amen.